Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, April 3. In Squiz Kids today, spider species spectacular, how to turn back time, Canada's frozen hare fest, and the Norris nuts meet the fox. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Spider lovers of the world, rejoice. As of this week, there are seven brand new species of Australia's insta-famous peacock spider, the tiny arachnid that has captured the world's heart for its cool dance moves. Scientists in Western Australia have discovered the colourful new additions to the ranks of Aussie peacock spiders, so-called because their bodies, which are about the same size as a grain of rice, are multicoloured and stunningly iridescent, like a peacock's tail. But that's not why they're famous. They're loved around the world thanks to the series of YouTube videos recording the male spider's hilarious and elaborate mating dance. Let's just say it looks a bit like your daggy uncle on the dance floor at a wedding. There's a link to one of the videos in today's episode notes. Have you ever wished you could turn back time? Well, this Sunday, you can, as daylight saving comes to an official end. Clocks around the country will be turned back an hour as we farewell those lovely long summer nights and bunker down for winter. On the bright side, it means you'll get an extra hour in bed on Sunday morning. Yes! Unless, of course, you live in Queensland, the Northern Territory, or Western Australia, where you don't have daylight saving, in which case it's business as usual.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the Yukon, which is a province of Canada that stretches up towards the North Pole. Why Yukon? Because the winners of the annual hair freezing competition have just been announced, and the photos are hilarious. Every year in winter, when the snow is piled high and temperatures hover around minus 20 degrees, a local hot springs invites anyone who's game to enter the competition, which requires contestants to jump in the warm water, get their hair wet, allow it to freeze, and style it into the most outrageous or creative styles possible. The results are impressive, even if having a head full of frozen hair must give you a total brain freeze. There's a link to the photos in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
With the announcement yesterday that Wimbledon, the Grand Slam tennis championship that is played on grass courts in London each year, had been cancelled, it seems as if every major sporting tournament in the world has shut down. But the NBA, the American Basketball League, hasn't given up on its 2020 season just yet. The season was suspended back in March over coronavirus concerns, but organisers are said to be exploring the option of staging at least a few rounds of competition later in the year, and one idea being considered is hiring a massive hotel complex in Las Vegas, with all the players and officials quarantined in a single hotel which also houses the basketball court. You know what they say, where there's a will, there's a game, or something like that.
Pop Culture Corner.
Just when you thought it wasn't possible to love Jack Black anymore, he goes and makes his TikTok debut. The Jumanji and School of Rock star set the internet alight yesterday with his very first TikTok video, titled Stay at Home Dance. It's kind of hard to describe, but picture, if you will, Jack Black, topless, in a cowboy hat, wearing a pair of shorty shorts and a pair of cowboy boots, dancing like a Russian Cossack on the skateboard halfpipe in his backyard. There's a link in today's episode notes if you're having trouble picturing that, and let's be honest, who wouldn't? And while I have you, more exciting news out of the Harry Potter world, with the announcement yesterday that author J.K. Rowling has created a special Harry Potter at Home hub on the internet to help any kids and parents struggling to find things to do in the lockdown. There's Wizarding Crafts, a free Harry Potter audiobook, and a cool video feature which allows teachers to record a video of themselves reading a chapter of a Harry Potter book to share with their students while they're at home. Tick! There's another hour of today's homeschooling sorted.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday, we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, watching, and listening to. And this week, he's been reading Nevermore, The Trials of Morrigan Crow, which is the first in a series of books about a magical child with special powers. As for watching, he's been on a YouTube binge this week, watching every episode of Norris Nuts he can find. If you haven't yet checked out the YouTube channel of Australia's favourite pint-sized international viral export superstars, you need to get involved. And as for listening, because he knows many of you are at home, just like he is, with no school to attend, he's gone and created a special Spotify playlist with a bunch of his favourite songs, available for anyone to stream and enjoy. It's called What's Up Fox Lockdown Playlist, and there's a link to it in today's episode notes. Sit back, stream it, and channel the fox, people.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sort of spiders do a daggy dance to attract a mate? That's right, they're peacock spiders. Question number two. What's the name of the province in Canada that hosts the annual hair freezing competition? Yeah, it's the Yukon. Question number three. Which Jumanji funny man has created a hilarious debut TikTok video? You got it, it's Jack Black.
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Dylan from Granton, Lockie from Newtown, Jara from DY, Aidan from Lane Cove, Sienna from Sydney, Layla from Newcastle, Alex from Mascot, Fergus from Tottenham, Zoe Ray from Concord, Jackson from Sydney, and Gus from Hackett. And a belated birthday shoutout for Alexia from Croydon Park and Olivia from Crookwell. And a few more shoutouts for Squiz Kids celebrating their birthday over the weekend. You might want to grab a chair and get comfy. This could take a while. Happy birthday to Leah from Gosford, Ollie from Dubbo, Cobus from Red Hill, Zara from Brunswick West, Max and Charlotte from Melbourne, Clementine from Neutral Bay, Cara from Oyster Bay, Tristan from Perth, Rodney from St. Peter's, Jackson from Shell Harbour, Luella from Coogee, Fleur from Scarborough, Darcy from Piercedale, Hayden and Isabella from Sydney, Isha from Wentworthville, Lily from Sale, Vanya from Atwell, Jeremy from Corrigan, Dot from Pasco Vale, oh my gosh, I'm running out of breath, Olivia from Scone, Xander from Northcote, Eloise from Uriarra, Hunter from Brisbane, Millie from Cowra, Christian from Putney, Zach from Coffs Harbour, and Vivian from Carlingford. Oh, happy birthday to you all. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.